Mit Mishnah and Masach Tebeisa establishes a very important principle. Mishahayu Perosa Bir Acharis Ve'arvu Bnei Oso Ir Lahavi Etzlo Lo Yaviu Lo Vim Irivhu Perosav Kamosu. Kamohu. So it says the following. Let's say that there were some kind of a natural boundary between Teaneck and Englewood. So if I'm here and I have some peros that are mine in Englewood, and the good people of Englewood think, you know, such a wonderful thing, Zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav, they're going to do me a big tova, then they're going to bring me the peros that I have on Yontif. So it sounds like a wonderful thing, and generally speaking in halacha, you can do people favors like this, but it doesn't work that way when it comes to the din of Tchum. In other words, since I didn't explicitly make an Erev to allow me to go back and forth between Teaneck and Englewood, my peros are defined not by their goodwill, but by my range of motion. And therefore, they can't bring those peros to me. That if I had made an Erev, which allowed me to go the requisite distance, whatever the Yambos are, to Englewood, so that would be a different story. And since I'm able to go there myself, shlucho shel adam kamahu, they can do it for me. It doesn't mean that it has to be me to bring them, but the point is that I have to have the capacity, the halacha capacity to do so, and the absence of that capacity means that nobody else can bring it for me. So the final Mishnah in the Masach that deals with the mitzvah of hachnas zarchim, which is always a mitzvah, yikar ha'erecho, is a very beautiful mitzvah, but it has certain parameters and permutations on Yontif that we have to take into account. So Misha Zimen Etzel Archem, a person who was hospitable, as one should be on Yontif, Lo Yolichu Biyada Manos, and then you're sending your guests on the way. I'm laughing because I don't remember this myself. When my children go to birthday parties, leaving without a goodie bag is like Yiharek Val Yavor. Okay, it's taken on tremendous, tremendous significance in the intervening years. So if we ever have to leave early, they always say, but will I be able to get a goodie bag? And I say, I don't know. You know, it's not up to me. Okay, so you're sending them with a goodie bag, all right? Unless you made sure to be mezaka these manos to them by Erev Yontif. Otherwise, these aren't things that they expected to have. And as far as they're concerned, there's a din of muktzas. In mashkin v'shochten es hamid barios, avol mashkin v'shochten es habaisos. That when it comes to certain animals, again, there's a basic principle of ochal nefesh, so one can shecht, that's the fresher meat, so it wasn't efshel asosam erev yantif, as we explained. So one is allowed to shecht on yantif, but that only applies to certain animals. Animals that were within, let's call it the general range of the city, but animals that were to be found in far-flung places, nobody thought that you really had das, that a person had the intent to include those animals and animals that I might want to shecht over the course of Yontif. Now this mashkin, the process of actually giving them water to drink, that was something that was done both to make the shechita a little bit easier from a technical standpoint, that's number one, and number two, it also, as the Rambam points out, it actually made it easier to detect the treifa. There's certain sirchos, certain kinds of blemishes in the lung that indeed can be indicative of behemoth treifa. These are considered to be lethal within 12 months, that if an animal has just ingested water, it become easier to detect. So there's also a halachic benefit to doing so as well. Amashin v'shochten is habaisos elohin baisos halanos ba'ir midbarios halanos ba'afar, meaning that they do not rest within the boundaries of the city. Not that I'm planning on shechting it or anything like it, but I'm sure many of you have had this experience. As I was coming home from shul last night around 8:50 before the second version of the Shabbos Hagadol drasha, I drove home at 8:52. I remember I was going to make havdalah for Chaya, and I walked into the house, and there on the front lawn was a family of deer that had gone to sleep on our lawn. So I'm not planning on shechting them, but that would be defined as lanos ba'ir, as those who find their place of rest and respite very much within the city, very much at home within the context. They've already eaten everything there is to be eaten in terms of, you know, flowers and the like, but they still come back, which we suppose is a good sign. So hadron alach masach tabeitza v'hadra chalon, well, God willing, we'll move on over the course of Chol HaMoed. We'll start to learn, as is the minhag, Masechta Avos.